Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to share with you a wonderful word from Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2, about the glorious branch. Here it is, Isaiah 4, 2. In that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. At the end of Isaiah chapter 3, he spoke of the great judgment coming against a disobedient Israel. God promised such devastating depopulation of the land that his people would come, that seven women would lay hold of one man and beg him to marry them. They would be so desperate that they would insist on providing their own food and clothing just as long as they could be counted as married and have the chance to bear children. That's in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. Yet, as is often the case, God cannot prophesy coming judgment without also promising a glorious restoration. To more powerfully communicate the restoration, the prophet used the word picture of a branch, more specifically, the branch of the Lord. This is a wonderful messianic title, speaking in advance of Jesus Christ. The word picture is repeated in several other passages. Now, how does a branch speak to us of the Lord Jesus? The ideas behind the title, the branch of the Lord, are those of fruitfulness and life. You know, Jesus used the same image when he said that he was a vine and we are the branches. We are to think of a healthy, strong branch. It's flowing with life and sap, shooting forth smaller green branches and bringing forth fruit. Not only does the branch itself surge with life, but everything connected to it does as well. It pumps its life into every small branch and every piece of fruit. Yet, if one is not connected to the branch, it's cut off from the source of life. This wonderful picture of the branch says, I am full of life and fruitfulness. Connect to me and stay connected for you to have the same life and fruitfulness. This picture is filled out from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. There shall come forth from the rod, from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its root. The idea in this passage that the living branch springs up from a dead stump, that the life and vitality of Jesus the Messiah is life full of resurrection power. The picture continues in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5. Let me read that to you. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Jeremiah 33:15 uses the same idea of the branch of righteousness, emphasizing the idea that this is not a wild branch that grows in an uncontrolled, out-of-boundaries way. It grows in righteousness and order. This idea is repeated again in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. Zechariah said that this would be a wondrous sign, a sign showing that God could not only bring forth a branch full of such life, but also that all those connected to his branch would also receive this glorious life. We see in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2, that the branch of the Lord is beautiful, it's glorious, and finally, he brings forth fruit. The fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing, Isaiah chapter 4, verse 2 says. It makes us wonder why our life sometimes, perhaps many times, lacks this excellent and appealing fruit. Where there is this lack, instead of condemning yourself, just check your connection to the branch of the Lord. Abiding in him is the sure and certain way to bring forth this wonderful fruit naturally. Remember those great words from the branch of the Lord himself at John chapter 15, verse 5. This is what Jesus said. I am the vine, the big branch. You are the branches, the little branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. Hey, today is a great day to abide in the branch.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.